At 1037thebuzz.com.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Double B's Exxon. Hold up on that, homeboy.
All right.
473 Highway 64 East, which is also one of my favorite football plays. You run that, guaranteed.
I thought you
touchdown.
Were more of a sluggo wiggle guy.
Sluggo waggle.
Waggle.
473 Highway 64 East on three, ready break. I don't know if they run that at Arizona State, but there's only one guy to ask about that. UCA legend, current offensive coordinator of the Arizona State Sun Devils, Michael Norvell, joining us in the zone. Michael, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Justin. It's been a while, man.
It has been a while. How you been?
I've been great. Been great. Just obviously got off to a pretty good start out here at Arizona State, you know, getting everything set, and got a pretty big one coming up tomorrow night.
I would say so. We're going to talk more about that coming up. I was going to ask you if you have even unpacked your bags, because you have been on the move a lot the last few years.
I have, and, you know, we tried to get settled down here in Tempe. It's a great place, and you're really enjoying my time out here.
Well, let's talk about it. I mean, obviously you guys are off to a great start. Defense is doing its job, and offensively you guys are putting up great numbers. We got a chance to watch you against Colorado the other night, and now you guys are back on Thursday again this week. But your quarterback, Taylor Kelly, 14 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, one of the top passer ratings in the country. You got the offense rolling.
Well, I mean, we got some great kids out here, and you know, you look at you know, Taylor, our quarterback. You know, he's a young man that you know, extremely hard worker. You know, in his first year of starting, and you know, not many people had much of a clue what to expect from him. But you know, he's done nothing but bust his tail and help put ourselves in and put this offense in a position to win a lot of games.
If there is anybody who understands busting their tail, it is you, Michael Norvell. And you're a great story in your own right. I mean, as a player, a walk-on. And I guess, you know, the story I never did hear is how you ended up on UCA's campus in the first place. But tell me how you arrived in Conway initially.
Well, you know, I started off at Louisiana Tech, and I was there for my first year, and I redshirted there. And then, you know, decided that you know, I wanted to make a change. And had known, you know, Coach Conk, you know, when he was, you know, there as the offensive coordinator at Louisiana Tech and got the job at UCA. And went up and took a visit and really just felt like, you know, it was a great place, you know, a place that I wanted to continue my college career. And it was just an unbelievable opportunity for me. And, you know, still love Conway, love getting a chance to come back and see the Bears every time I can, and, you know, always follow them every weekend.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. Well, certainly you probably ran out of ink because you rewrote the record books while you were here. And got to play in a very dynamic offense. So, you know, again, obviously, you know, Coach Conk playing for him and being able to do what you guys did offensively, it's a great way to kind of start things out. Just talk about the influence there, and then, you know, when you decided, if there was a clear-cut moment when you said, you know what, I'm gonna coach.
Well, you know, I mean, obviously getting an opportunity to play for Coach Conk, you know, and play in his system, and just you know, the way that he runs his program, something I always had a great respect for, and you know, getting a chance to be able to do that, and you know, and actually my coaching career really started there with him when I got done playing. You know, my first year, he gave me an opportunity to be a graduate assistant and coach there, and you know, coaching something that I've always wanted to do since I was about, you know, 7-8 years old. I mean, just starting off, I've been fortunate to be around some incredible men that have really invested into me, and you know, I've always had a passion to want to learn this game, and you know, it's just made such an impact for me. But then you know, getting an opportunity to stay at the college level that you know, Coach Conk provided for me, and then you know, the next year, you know, Coach Graham, you know, getting a chance to go over and work for him at Tulsa and starting my career, you know, with him has been a tremendous opportunity. And you know, I've had some great influences, you know, with Coach Grant, you know, Coach Conk, Coach Graham, you know, getting the chance to work with you know, Coach Miles on there, you know, when we're there at Tulsa, and then, you know, Chad Morris coming in after that. It's been a great ride, and you know, trying to make the most of it and enjoying every day.
Yeah, Gus certainly is, you know, he's in a little bit of a unique situation, and ASU took over a great situation. They're replacing a lot on defense. But talk about him and, you know, maybe what kinds of influences you took from working with him, what kinds of things you took away from your time.
Well, I mean, anybody that knows Gus knows him. He's an incredible man, and he's a guy that he's a football guy that, I mean, I know he goes at it every single minute of the day. You know, his mind is on it, and you know, just getting an opportunity to work with him and to see really how to put together an offense. You know, how to get a chance to adapt to your players and really try to get good at things. And that was something that when I was a young coach, I mean, everybody loves to sit down and draw plays in a variety of ways of doing things. But Gus always talks to me about make sure that with what you do you can adapt it to your players and make sure they're good at it. And once you do that, you can always window dress everything else. But you have to have a base. You have to have something that you can hang your hat on. And I learned a lot from Gus, and still talk to him. You're pretty often, and you've got a tremendous respect for him. And, it's been great seeing the successes that he's had.
Arizona State University's Michael Norvell joining us in the zone. And, this is a debate we had this week, Michael, actually. And we see the struggles that Auburn's having. And certainly they've had some personnel that was brought in to run the spread. And now that Coach Malzahn's left, they're trying to go to more of a pro-style offense. You just kind of referred to that. How much do you shape what you're trying to do to the guys you have available to you? And how much do you say, look, this is what we do, this is how we do it, and you guys make it work?
Well, I tell you, I think that's something that's, the best thing about our offense, and, and I know with Gus and, what he does, is you have a system in place. You have something, a system that you want to be able to run, but you got to have versatility, and you have to be able to mix and match the things that you're doing, the emphasis of what you're putting on, where you're trying to attack, and the playmakers, what you're trying to get matched up. You've got to be diverse in how you do that to adapt to your personnel, and that's something that I think's been probably the best thing here. That we come into a situation where we have some quality young men out there that and they're all smart. I mean, they want to learn the game. So we've actually been able to do probably more schematically than what I was really anticipating we'd be able to do. But you've got to be able to adapt and just get your best playmakers on the field and get them in those one-on-one matchups.
You guys had a brief stint in Pitt and then made the decision to go to Arizona State. Can you talk about that? Because we always look at coaches, I guess, and it seems like everybody's always on the move, and there's always a different opportunity, whether it's more money or a more high-profile position. But, obviously when you're somewhere very briefly, I'm sure there's a lot that goes into making a decision to change so quickly.
There is, but, I mean, it was something that, I can tell you that this is a great opportunity here at Arizona State, and is one that when Coach Graham, took the job here, is an opportunity, is a no-brainer for us to continue to be with him, and, obviously what all he's provided for us, I'm talking, me and my family, and that's something that, it's been a great opportunity, and it's always tough whenever you have to leave a place. I mean, it's been tough leaving every place that I've ever, had to make a decision to move from. But it's one that you've got to truly have a peace in your heart about it, and then to go forward and start out at a new place and get rolling. But this is home, and I'm excited about being here at Arizona State. It's been a great opportunity, and it's a great place to coach.
Do you coach from the sidelines or the booth? And can you talk about the advantages or disadvantages of each?
Well, I'm actually down on the sideline. I've decided to stay down there, and I can tell you that's something that I love being down on the field, just because of you get a chance to see your players, you get a chance to see their eyes, their reactions. Really getting in the flow of the game. Us being a no huddle, tempo offense. That's something that's important to me. I think that the guy that's down there, calling the plays has to be able to dictate the tempo and to be in the flow of the game. And so that's something I think's great when you get that quarterback on the side, between a series, look him in the eyes, and truly get a sense for what he's seeing. What adjustments you need to make. There are benefits. I have coached from the box before, and obviously get a chance to pull yourself out of that atmosphere and get to see the full field and the to be able to see the adjustments from that aspect. There's some great positives, but I've got a great group of coaches and guys that are in the box that do relay great information, and so it's been a really good setup for us.
UCA's all-time leading receiver, current offensive coordinator, Arizona State University, Michael Norvell, joining us in the zone. Great challenge this week. There's been a lot of talk about Oregon's uniforms, their offense, but lately it seems like there's been a lot of talk about their defense. So certainly a great challenge for you guys tomorrow night taking on the Ducks. What kinds of things do you try to prepare for, and what kinds of special challenges do they present?
Well, you know, you look at them, and it's probably one of the most underrated defenses that out there. So much attention does go to their offense, but they do a great job. They're well coached. You look at them; they're big up front, and very athletic in the back end, and they've been doing a great job. And so, what I've told our guys, we've got to go out there and we've got to play our game. We've got to go out and execute. And the thing that we cannot do is we can't turn the football over. And that's probably one of the best things that that Oregon's defense does, is they try to create havoc and get the ball away. So if we can go out there and protect the football, not get consumed with too much of the emotion and the hype of what everybody else is making of this game, and just realize this is the next step for us. And if we can go out there and do that, protect the football, I really like our chances and the opportunity we have in front of us.
You guys were on the road last week, and it seems like, and I'm sure we make too much of this, but the road teams on those Thursday night games, it's a difficult deal. Can you talk about that and doing a short week on the road versus doing it like you guys are at home this week, and the differences there? Is it as impactful as I make it out to be, or do you think it's maybe a little bit overblown?
At times it can be. You look at last week. I mean, I know it's the case with us last week. We actually had a week off before the Thursday night game, and then Oregon's having the same week off. They didn't play last weekend, so that doesn't make it as impactful, because you're not crunched down with time. But it's definitely a different approach to it, because you're missing guy. It changes your whole week, where your practice week actually starts on Saturday, and so you're practicing Saturday, Sunday, and then you're traveling there in the middle of a week, kids having to adapt with classes and missing classes there in the middle of a week. So it's always a different dynamic, but it's one that we try to keep, whenever we do have to make those road games in the midweek, we try to keep it as consistent as possible from our normal game weeks. But you always see crazy things happening on Thursday nights, because that is definitely a different dynamic from the norm. And so it's how teams approach it and how teams can handle that.
So the conference, I guess, as a whole, as you look through it, and certainly USC was one of those teams expected to kind of rise to the top this year, and I guess it seems like they've righted the ship a little bit after a loss to Stanford earlier in the year. But, man, unbelievable challenges every week in the conference. I mean, of course, around here in the SEC, people make light of every other conference, it seems like. But when you look at the murderer's row you guys got to go through in your conference schedule, I mean, when you talk about Oregon and USC, and heck, Oregon State's been great. You guys and Oregon State have probably been two of the better surprises this year, or maybe not surprising to you, but maybe nationally. That's a tough conference, man. That's a tough one to get through.
No question. I mean, you definitely got to play every week, and that's something that with our guys, we try not to get too high, too low. We know we have to focus on the next step, because you look through this conference and you're not going to get an off week. And there's great players in this conference. I think it's one of the best conferences in all of college football, and it's one that you have to definitely come to work and have a great approach and focus and of every snap that you're taking. And so it's a great conference to be a part of, and I'm looking forward to the rest of this year, and obviously having a big one tomorrow night.
In your up-tempo offense, do you set a goal for your guys about how many plays you want to run per game, or is that just you don't look at that and it's just part of the flow of the game?
We talk about wanting to have over 80 plays a game, and that's kind of the number that I throw out there, 80 to 85 plays. But also you have to be adapted to that. I mean, if you get in a situation and late in the fourth quarter, I mean, and you're sitting there with a lead, or you need to do something and adjust through the game to possibly take it off your defense a little bit. If there are those situations do arise, then I mean, then that number is not quite as important. And so we've had a couple of games this year that we haven't quite played that that many snaps. But when you look at it and early in the game, how many plays you get in run? Are you able to establish that tempo? Are you sustaining drives? Those are things that really stick out to me, and more than that final number of what you have. But we'd always love to play over 80 snaps and make sure that our defense is only playing about 60. If we can do that, we feel like we have a great opportunity to win each game.
You talked about being on the sideline, Michael, too, and it's interesting, and we see it at different schools do it different ways. And I was just thinking about how it was when you were at UCA and the offensive coordinator that you dealt with. But different guys do it different ways. And in game flow, we've seen guys that chew on people after a mistake. We've seen other guys that sort of try to, you know, coach them up a little bit and try to pat them on the back and pat them on the butt and try to get them, you know, kind of move in the right direction. I guess it's variant to some degree player by player, but let's talk specifically how you deal with your quarterback and still a relatively young guy. But, you know, after a mistake, how do you go about, you know, trying to correct that? Because obviously they're never going out to do something, you know, poorly on purpose. But how do you handle something like that?
I always try to make sure, you know, that I get a great understanding of what he's seeing, you know, what he's feeling. I'm not a guy on game day. You know, we coach him hard during the week, but on game day, you know, it's more about information. It's more about adjustments. And, you know, there's different times, you know, you'll take a different approach. If you feel like, you know, the offense in a hole needs a spark, then you get, you obviously have a little bit more fire about it. But, you know, I'm looking to try to make sure that I understand that his eyes are in the right spot, that, you know, exactly what he's seeing, you know, what he's going through with his progression. And then let's try to get it, you know, fixed if there hasn't been a mistake made and move to next play. Because, you know, that's something that's always important, that, you know, you look at some guys, if they make one mistake, and all of a sudden it turns into three, because they can never get past that one mistake they made. And so, you know, my whole approach to it is, man, let's get it fixed, let's move forward to next play, and let's go win the game with the future plays that we have and the future opportunities that we have.
A couple non-football things now. I'm assuming that your family is enjoying being in Tempe.
Well, my wife Maria, you know, she's from Fort Smith, and she is definitely loving the sunshine and the opportunity to go and lay out the pool, you know, here in October and November. So she hasn't had any complaints yet.
I bet not. And when do we get you back in Conway? Will you come back and visit anytime soon?
Well, I tell you, you know, I definitely love to get back. I mean, it's probably going to be after spring recruiting or some time that we get a little downtime. But I definitely love every time I get to get back to Arkansas and spend a little time around Conway and UCA.
Cool, Michael. Good luck this week, and I'd love to get you on again later in the season, my man.
I definitely appreciate it. You guys have a great rest of the day.
Okay,
right,
take
Michael.
Care.
Later, bro.
Michael Norvell, offensive coordinator at Arizona State University, and. I was going to say ASU, but you don't want to confuse people, I guess.
No. Can't confuse them.
No, well, you say ASU around here means something different, certainly. But, boy, what a great guy. And what a great story, too. I mean, guy who walked on up here and made his impact felt. All-time receiver, receiving leader, 213 catches, third in receiving yards in Central Arkansas history. So, great student, too, and a great guy. So, glad.